In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, my beloved, the events of today mostly deal with the Lord Jesus Christ teaching in the temple, where he spent most of the day teaching there. And he taught about many different things, and there was often a dialogue between him and the Jews. There are many questions that they questioned him with, and the purpose of their question was to get him to fall into a mistake so they can accuse him to have him crucified. And if you look at the events of today, and even if we contemplate on the events of the week, you'll find that the Lord, in his compassion and his love, he bore the burdens of the week. He bore the burdens of the week. So I'd like to speak a little bit this evening about how the Lord was bearing with the weaknesses of others, so that we can look at our life and see at the weaknesses of those who are around us, and, you know, maybe be encouraged to bear with the weaknesses of others just as the Lord bore with our weaknesses. نحتمل ضعف بعض. نتكلم على كم نقطة كده. The first, we see how the Lord bore with the crowd of Jerusalem. On Hosanna Sunday, we saw him coming into Jerusalem, being hailed like as the King and the Messiah, and it was met with many cheers, knowing that later in the week that these cheers would be turned into jeers, which are like mocking him. But he still bore with them and he allowed them to cheer for him, knowing that some of the people will turn their back on him and will chant with, and Good Friday, crucify him, crucify him. And even though the Lord, in his foreknowledge, he knew this, he still permitted them to cheer and to exalt him. Sometimes, my beloved, when we obey the commandment of God, we will struggle and we will face people who make fun of us and mock us because we're trying to obey the commandment of God. And we see the Lord did the same in fulfilling the will of the Father. He was met with people who jeered at him and mocked him. The crowds we hear, it says on Good Friday at the cross, it says, those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, you who destroyed the temple and built it for 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. So they're saying, oh, aren't you the one who said you can destroy the temple and build it in 3 days? Now look at you. Come down from the cross. So he bore with this. He didn't even reply to them. This reminds me of when they were trying to build the Israelites after the Babylonian captivity, when they're coming back under Nehemiah. They're trying to rebuild the walls. And as they're rebuilding the walls, the commanders that are around Jerusalem at the time, they came to the Jews and they told them, what are these feeble Jews doing? I mean, what are these weak Jews think they're going to do? Are they going to build the wall? And they continued and said, whatever they build, if a fox goes up on it, he will break down their stone wall. And it means they can't put two stones on another. If a fox jumps on the wall, the wall is going to fall. What's the purpose of this? To get them to be discouraged. The journey. I want you to discourage. So they start making fun of you. Your brothers and sisters, maybe those who are making fun of you for the belief that you have, or for fasting, or attending baska, whatever it is. Again, what's the purpose? The enemy's purpose is to dissuade us, to keep us from doing these things. The Pharisees, the Lord bore with the Pharisees much. They refused to believe in the Lord despite the overwhelming evidence, despite his teaching, despite the resurrection of Lazarus, despite the miracles that he performed in front of them, despite knowing even their thoughts. When the Lord came into the Simon the Pharisee's house, the Lord responded to his thought, and still they were still hardening their heart. But the Lord was patient. He bore with their weakness of faith. Today on Holy Tuesday, we see the Lord rebuking them and saying, woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites. Again, this wasn't something simply because he was angry with them, but this was his last time that he would see them. So he left till the last time, the last meeting, this rebuke that he left them. Everything else was he was being patient with them. Even in the woes, it was a warning to get them to repent. So he still bore with their weakness of faith. And we see this beautifully when the Gospels record for us how the Lord wept over Jerusalem. And he says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." He wants to be as a father to them or a mother to them and gather them under his wings. But they refused. But yet he still bore with their weakness. And on Friday, we find the chief priests also mocking him, saying, "He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he is the king of Israel, let him come now down from the cross and we will believe in him." Again, he bore this. And rather than responding to their accusation, what did he tell them? He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He bore their weakness. The chief priests and the Sanhedrin, Matthew records for us their false accusation. He says, "The chief priests and elders and all the council sought false testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. And even though many false prophets came forward, they found none. But at least two witnesses came forward and said, 'This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple and to build it in 3 days.'" The Lord didn't say, "I will destroy the temple and build it in 3 days." He said, "Destroy the temple and I will build it." He didn't say, "I will." And he was speaking about his body. But they falsely accused him. And what was his response? Silence. He didn't answer. He bore with their weakness. He bore with their weakness. When he met with Pilate, Pilate was asking him, and he asked him, "Why aren't you speaking with me?" And the Lord responded to him after he said, "Why are you not speaking with me?" And Pilate said, "Do you not know that I have power to crucify you and power to release you?" Pilate didn't know who he was speaking with. So the Lord responded and said, "You could have no power at all against me unless it has been given to you from above." So he bore with the ignorance of Pilate. He didn't know who he was speaking to. But he still bore this ignorance, and he bore it patiently, and he bore the weaknesses of us all. The disciples, he bore with the disciples, those who were closest with him, who spent 3.5 years living with him and sleeping with him and eating with him. And he bore with their weakness. When time of his most need, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he tells them, "Come and let's pray." And he begins to pray, and he turns around, and where are the disciples? Sleeping. He said, "You can't stay awake with me just a little bit longer while we pray?" And this happened not once, twice, three times. They couldn't stay awake in his time of need. And when the soldiers came and they wanted to take him, what happened? They struck the shepherd and the sheep, what? They fled. They left him, right? They left him. These are the ones who he was with 3.5 years, but they all fled. And he bore their weakness in the face of hardship. So we see that the Lord bore with the cheers and the jeers of and the mockery of the people. He bore the stubbornness of the Pharisees. He bore the betrayal of Judas. The betrayal of Judas. Again, one of the disciples, he who was closest with. And he gave him opportunity after opportunity to repent. And this is what he desired. If you think about, you know, on Good Friday, what was on the Lord's mind the most was probably Judas. Because he's the only one that he couldn't save. But he bore even with the weakness and betrayal of Judas. Sometimes, again, even in our spiritual life and in our life, we might feel we're betrayed. And oftentimes the betrayal happens to those who are closest. A best friend, a family member, spouse. We might feel betrayed. And if I recall your memory to the man who was born blind, after they were accusing him, the Pharisees, "Well, how is this that you were made well?" They called his parents. And what did the parents do? They said, "All we know, this is our son and he was born blind. How he was made well, we don't know. Ask him. He's of age." Do you think he felt abandoned by his parents? Certainly. Sometimes when we follow the Lord, we'll feel abandoned. We'll feel like we're the only ones in our workplace, in our school, in our community, even among the believers, even among our brothers and sisters in the church. We might go out to eat, and I feel like I'm the only one who's fasting, and even my friends here are not fasting who are from the church. And I feel like I'm alone. I'm abandoned. But the Lord bore the weaknesses of them all. He was falsely accused, and he bore it. So how is it that we can bear with the weaknesses of others? Number one, acknowledge my own weakness. It's easy to bear the weakness of others if I know that I myself am also weak. St. Paul says in Hebrews a beautiful verse about the Lord. He says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." Why does he say this? So he can tell us what, that the Lord that we follow experienced every human emotion, experience, and hardship that we did. So when we pray to him in the midst of our hardship, we know that he knows how we feel, right? And he's able to understand this because he went through it. So when I look at my brother and I want to judge him or judge her or condemn her or condemn him, I need to remember my own weakness. And through knowing my own weakness, I can have compassion on my brother by acknowledging my own weakness. Number two is empathize. Empathy means basically putting yourself in their shoes. Seeing the situation from their perspective, and not my own perspective. Sometimes this is more difficult to do, but as we need to remove ourselves from where I want the people to see things and put myself on the receiving end of what I'm saying or see things from their perspective. When I'm not at home because I'm doing something else, the stress that it puts on my wife and my children, what does that look like? Put myself there and think about all the things that need to be done in the house and I'm not there, right? So put myself in their shoe. Number three is excuse them. Excuse them. Make up excuses for them. Baba Shenouda used to always say, we just make up excuses to give them so we don't judge them. And we can be very creative in the excuses we make for others. Whatever excuse you want to make up to get you to be patient with them and to bear their weakness. Even if it seems a bit far-fetched, but it's something that's even remotely plausible, go with it. Go with it. Because then you'll be compassionate and you'll be able to bear with the weakness of others. So give them excuses. Number four is show compassion. Empathy is more of putting yourself in their shoes, and compassion is the act that comes after the empathy. So it's the taking action to help. So when the Lord Jesus, when he saw the widow at Nain who lost her only son, and they have the funeral procession in front of him, and he saw this woman who had no one to help her, no husband, and now no son. The scripture says what? So the Lord saw her, had compassion on her. What was the result of the compassion? What happened? He says, and he said to her, "Do not weep." And he touched the coffin and the boy rose. So the compassion is what drives us to action, right? So show empathy, put yourself in their shoes, and then show compassion. Do the action. And this can help us to bear with the weakness of others. Of course, number five is forgiveness. Forgiveness. And we saw this again in the Lord on the cross when he says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He met all of their, mockery and everything, and their weakness, he met it with forgiveness. And this sometimes is the hardest thing to do. But we need to really put things in perspective, because the Lord told us, as much as we forgive, we will be forgiven. So if I can't show compassion to the weakness of my brother and forgive them, then I'm telling God to show that same kind of harshness with me, because I can't forgive them, so Lord, don't forgive me also. And we say this every day in the Lord's Prayer, whether we realize it or not. Forgive us our trespasses as what we forgive others, right? So we can condemn ourselves. We condemn ourselves. And number six and lastly is patience. The Lord patiently taught the Pharisees, the disciples, and Pilate, and despite their, rejecting of him or not understanding him, he understood that change takes time. Change takes time. Sometimes when we get in an argument with someone, we expect the change to be 100% after the first time. And if there's incremental, change, we begin to mock the change because it wasn't good enough. I expect you to be here by now, and you're only here. but it's a few steps forward. Bearing with one another's weakness is I'm bearing with the slow progress. This is okay. What if God didn't bear with our weakness and expected us to excel in the spiritual ladder very quickly? We would all fail, myself being the first. But thank God He is compassionate. He bears with our weakness. Even when we grow incrementally, He still bears with our weakness. The Lord is bearing with all of our weakness. He is patient with us. And let's consider just for a moment, and I'll close with this thought. Let's consider for a moment that perhaps I am a burden to another. The whole time I was talking how we can bear the burdens of the weak, those who are around us. But what if I am the burden to those who are around me? Let us forgive and seek peace and pursue it. Persisting in being a burden to others will only further the Lord's grief and hardship. Why? The Lord said, come to me, all you are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Right? So if I'm a burden to another, that person is praying and saying, Lord, help me bear this person, which is me, because, you know, he's hard or she's hard to bear. So in my being a burden to another, I'm actually adding to the burden of Christ. But when I can forgive and reconcile easily and quickly, then I relieve Christ of the burden that He bears. Because no longer will that prayer be about me, who I am heavy, I'm the heavy burden, because I am able to forgive. May God grant us to bear the burdens of the weak people who are around us, and also ourselves not to be a burden to others. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.